And welcome back. It is the Morning Blitz here on KCOU 88.1 FM and online at KCOU.FM. We are joined now by a Mizzou grad and an NFL writer for Yahoo Sports and part of Shutdown Corner, Eric Edholm. Eric, how's it going today, man?
Going great. How are things in Columbia?
They're going really well outside of some concern about a possible upset over the weekend with this Mizzou football team. Have you been watching Missouri at all?
I got to see a little bit the second half last week, so I haven't really been able to put in the time. But, we saw the team start slowly before. I'm not too concerned. But, yeah, this is a tricky little game right here.
I agree with you. Going to Toledo, never a good thing when you're going against the Maction. I have a quick question for you, and it's about the NFL, and it's about a team that people seem to be all in on so far. Are the Colts good?
I think they're good. I think they may be slightly overrated. I mean, anytime you have a great quarterback, you have a chance. And I think Andrew Luck is on the verge of being that great quarterback. You know, I've seen some lapses from him, and it's not always his fault, but there are times when his accuracy wanes. You know, you can watch him in the first half of a game, and he's lights out. And then he'll have two or three series where the offense absolutely stalls. He misfires on some plays, tries to do too much. So it starts with him being great, and I think he can be. You know, everything points to him being an elite quarterback at some point very soon. He's got most of his weapons back. That's the good news. I'm worried about the run game, and I am worried about the offensive line. Don't think it's an elite group. Still feel like he's going to be on the run for his life at times. And that defense, I mean, how are they going to cope with not having Robert Mathis start the season? And really, I think it's an okay unit other than him, but I don't know. Something's just sort of leaving me wanting a little bit more. So I think they're good, but not great.
And my problem is that if you don't pick them, then who the hell else are you going with in this division?
Well, I'll tell you what. A team that I think is really going to surprise some people are the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Really?
Yes, I do. I tell you what. Look, I know everybody's sort of pointing to 2015 with them and saying, okay, Blake Bortles going to sit out. You know, it's got Chad Henne. But they're really confident in this team. Gus Bradley has that defense looking really good, I think. They've got that lightning package on third downs. They're going to put, kind of like Seattle, four pass rushers on the field, really go after people. I'm telling you guys, I could be wrong, and I have before, but I think they're going to give the Eagles everything they can handle in week one, and we might be talking about a real special team if they can get through that tough first five games.
Now, are we talking about like a six-win team that's kind of a nice story, or are we talking about a team that could legitimately contend for the playoffs in the AFC?
I think they're going to make a little bit of a push. Now, wow. I might be overselling them a little bit, and I think the Houston Texans, I mean, if they get any kind of consistency out of the quarterback position, are going to be a tough team to contend with some weeks. But, yeah, I mean, I could see both teams being in the sort of 7 to 9 win range. 10 would be an absolutely outstanding season for the Jaguars. But I'm telling you, I think by the end of the year, we're going to be talking about them as a contender heading into 2015 for sure.
It's funny, you're not the only person that I've seen this week saying that Jacksonville is going to give Philly a real challenge this week. And you know what? Eric, I kind of agree with you with the way Gus Bradley is with all the prep. But we'll actually keep it with the quarterbacks, and Bortles is one of them that's in this mix for me here. Which guy off the bench, rookie-wise or even veteran-wise, looking like Michael Vick, which starting quarterback is going to be benched first for what guy?
Well, it's funny you say that. I actually wrote that story about 2 weeks ago, and my prediction was Derek Carr. So technically I'm right.
Yeah.
I've already won that bet, if you will. You know, I think the temptation with Johnny Manziel is going to be too great at some point. And, you know, there's a lot of external pressure on Mike Pettine, the first-year head coach. You know, the natives are restless in Cleveland. You know, there's already talk about this Manziel package and all that stuff. So I feel like you threaten to undermine your quarterback if you do that. But, you know, by some point, people are going to be begging to see Johnny and to see what he can do. So my gut says he will be in the mix for that. Bortles, you have to mention. You know, Teddy Bridgewater played well at times in the preseason. Maybe not quite as well as people said he did, but now, had some good moments for sure, and he's another guy that I think the local fans will rally around. But don't be shocked if those Vikings come into St. Louis and all surprise the Rams this weekend. So I think they're a decent team without him. I really do. So, you know, I don't think we're talking about too many quarterbacks getting benched before, say, week four. But I think that's sort of when you start the clock on some of these guys.
We're speaking with Eric Edholm. He's on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. He's an NFL writer for Yahoo Sports' Shutdown Corner. You mentioned Johnny Manziel, and I want to stick with the AFC North. Is there a clear-cut favorite in this division, or is it just the three teams at the top and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, I think the three teams, and we're talking about the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Bengals.
Everybody but Bengals, Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put them fourth, even though I like their defense a lot. Here's how I kind of see it. I mean, the Steelers, it wouldn't stun me based on the way they played down the stretch. I mean, they were 6-2 and could have gone 8-0. People kind of forget that. Ben Roethlisberger played some of the best ball of his career down the stretch. You know, they've added speed on defense. They've got two rookies and Stephon Tuitt, and Ryan Shazier are going to play big roles this year. I like that fact a lot. You know, they can get maybe one more great year out of Troy Polamalu. And I just think there's a little bit more diversity on offense. If Le'Veon Bell can keep his head straight, he could be a very good running back. The offensive line isn't nearly the sieve it was before. So I kind of like them. I love the coaching staff of the Ravens, and I think Flacco's going to bounce back a little this year, a little bit more balance on that team. Not sure they're great defensively, I mean, I think they're okay, but, you know, the Bengals really do have the most talent in the division. But is Geno Atkins back to full strength? Can Andy Dalton stop the inconsistency week to week? You know, those are questions that I think still linger with them.
Eric, you already mentioned the Eagles are going to be on upset alert on week one. Just looking at that entire NFC East as a whole, it just looks like a whole mess of hot garbage, to be totally honest. If the Eagles don't win the division, we go with the Brandon question from before with the AFC South. If the Eagles don't win the division, then who?
You know, it's funny. I was actually on Philadelphia radio last night, and they were pretty confident about their Eagles, as they probably should be. I mean, I would say they're probably the prohibitive favorites in that division, but even though the Giants weren't able to really work through their offensive problems through five preseason games, and that is a concern, there's no doubt about it, they're the kind of team that still seems to kind of, you know, find their way, even after a slow start. You know, I mean, some of their most, you know, strange and mediocre years have ended up being their most successful ones. 2007 kind of limped into the playoffs, and 2011, we were talking about a 9-7 team. Guess what? They won the Super Bowl both years. I'm not saying that's the kind of season they're going to have, but would it stun me if they took the division by the year, end of the year? No. I think they made a lot of subtle but very important upgrades on defense, a lot more depth. They had a ton of injuries a year ago. That was a huge factor. So, you know, if Eli Manning can at least become somewhat acclimated to this more West Coast rhythm passing game, as opposed to the play action and downfield thing that they were running before, I think they're in pretty good shape. They don't have a tight end. The offensive line's had a few hits on it, but I still think they're going to be a good team this year.
Once again, we're speaking with Eric Edholm. You can follow him on Twitter, @Eric_Edholm. He does great work for Yahoo Sports as well. Okay, now I have this working theory, and we talked about it a little bit just earlier on the show, that the San Diego Chargers have a legitimate chance to win the AFC West. How crazy am I for that theory, and are you on board with me?
I think they can make it very, very far in the playoffs. I actually think the San Diego Chargers are going to push the Broncos for the division, maybe not win it, but come in as one of those wild cards that nobody really wants to play. And, you know, I think people are still kind of overlooking the way they turned things around defensively last year. Phillip Rivers maybe had his best season. You know, considering all the trouble he had the two prior years, you know, Mike McCoy got the best out of him. They have a great running game, three-headed attack. The offensive line, no longer an issue, at least in my eyes. A little leery about that front seven, maybe not real stout up front, could use a little bit more depth and kind of fortification up front. But they've got a small, feisty secondary that I think is going to make some plays this year. John Pagano is a good defensive coach. He took a lot of flack last year, but the way they kind of flip things on its head at the end of the year, this is a team you have to watch this season.
Okay, you agreed with me on the Chargers. You were all in with me there. Now let's go with my other team that I think is going to be better than a lot of people are talking about, and that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You get a better coach in there. You get some competent quarterback play. You get another weapon there for the quarterback. Am I crazy in thinking this could be a 9-win team, maybe a wild card?
And just so that the listeners know, you and I did not talk about this ahead of time. We didn't exchange notes, but I think you're onto something. I mean, defensively, I think they're going to end up being one of the top 10 units in the league. I really do. I know they had their share of problems a year ago, but, you know, Lovie Smith has never needed an elite quarterback to win. I mean, he's always been able to make things work with a system guy, you know, somebody who doesn't make mistakes, somebody who can lead a game-winning drive, but maybe not put up the boss of the stats. So I think Josh McCown is that guy. I still think he's got another year or two left where he can play at a real strong level. The running game, Doug Martin, they're going to lean on him again. I think he's healthy. They've got those big basketball-type receivers at tight end and wide out. You know, the offensive line, even with the Mankins acquisition, still kind of worries me. That's probably the unit that could be their Achilles heel, if you will. But defensively, Gerald McCoy, Michael Johnson, Lavonte David, Mark Barron, Alphonse Verner. I just think they have so much talent on that side of the ball. They're going to make it work, and I think they have a great chance to really push the Saints in that division, even though I think the Saints are an outstanding team.
All right, Eric, we're going to go with four quick hitters here to finish this off. First off, let's go a little over-under here. 2.5 quarterbacks will start for the St. Louis Rams this year.
I'm going to go under. I think it's going to be one or two. I mean, Sean Hill, can he hold up for a whole season? You know, that's probably a question, but I don't think there's a huge drop-off. I'm going to stay under on that one.
And the second thing we've got for you here, does Johnny Manziel get fined by the NFL in 2014? This is a legitimate prop bet on Bovada.
How much cash do you have on you right now? I would shift it over to that bet. Of course he's going to get fined. He's been fined in the preseason. I mean, he'll say or do something that, you know, his money will be aiding a charity close to Cleveland, I'm sure of it.
All right. Give us a team that's not Carolina or Kansas City that's primed to regress this year.
That's a great question. You know, we did this on, I do the football fix on 120 Sports. You guys should check it out, 120sports.com. You download the app and all that stuff. But, you know, I actually said Philly is one of those teams that, hey, if they don't win the division with the NFC as loaded as it is, you know, they could go 9-7 and miss the playoffs. It wouldn't stun me. I mean, that's not a huge drop-off. I mean, as for teams that could take a big drop, I think the Dallas Cowboys could go from 8 wins to 4, you know, 3. I mean, that defense is so horrific right now. I mean, that's a possibility right there. And those two that you mentioned, obviously, are the ones that everybody's kind of jumping on. I could see the Arizona Cardinals falling back a little bit. I love the offense, but they've hit a lot of defensive hits. You know, maybe they're more like a 7-win team this season.
And once again, Eric Edholm is joining us here on the Morning Blitz. Last thing for you here. As the season gets started tonight, what is your Super Bowl pick for the year?
You know, I went chalk, and it's pretty boring. You know, and
Broncos-Seahawks?
I went Patriots over Seahawks.
Okay.
You know, and I think it's going to be very tough for them to repeat. I still love the team. They're probably as well equipped as anybody. But I thought about Green Bay. I thought about your Chargers there. I wanted to take a little bit of a sleeper, but I got lame at the end. I went with the chalk because last year, you know, it kind of was what everybody expected. So probably means this year that won't happen, but we'll see how it all pans out.
He's Eric Edholm. He is on Twitter at Eric_Edholm. He also writes for Yahoo Sports. And as he said, he does great work for 120 Sports. A lot of Mizzou alumni in 120 Sports. They do excellent work. Eric, thanks so much for joining us, man. We'll have to do it again in the future.
Cool. Had fun. Thanks, guys.